Ian Bagg. Bush is going to fluff Ian Bagg.
I thought he was there already. Sorry.
Here's a clip from his new album.
They're more impressed that you guys were married than going to college. What did you become, ma'am? What did you become? You're a realtor? You went to college? Just take some of these cupcakes, put them out on a table. That's all you have to do. Have a sheet of paper that they write down their email. You don't need a college for that. You got your own bus stop? Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite realty move, the old bus stop there. If you're on a bus, you're not thinking about buying a house. That's what you're thinking about doing, okay? Thinking about maybe getting a car, not a one-bedroom, two-bath.
One of the best. One of the best, man.
Everybody wants some. Available September 1st. It's Ian Bagg. Hey.
Hi, guys.
How you been?
Oh, you know, it's fantastic.
Where are you? Where have you been quarantined? You're in California, correct?
Yeah, we're in Long Beach, California. All that's right. Where we are.
Now, at least you've had great weather, obviously, but you always have great weather. So have you had a gig? Gig at all?
I've done a lot of Zoom things.
Okay.
Which I say is not stand up, but it's as close as we can get. And I've done one outdoor gig on the beach.
Okay.
Which was really fun. Everybody was spaced out, lots of room for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend I'm doing the Irvine Improv. They're doing a drive-in show on the top floor of the parking garage.
Oh man, how many comedians are there for that one?
There's five of us. Okay. Eric Griffin's there. Chris Porter.
Oh, Porter. Cool.
Yeah, Porter. Yeah. So it's gonna be a really good show. I'm blanking on the other three because it's 7 a.m. But other than that, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, we know Porter. We know Ian Bagg with us.
So what? You're on the roof and the fans are in the parking lot. How's it set up?
Yeah. So they're basically just set up like it's at the Irvine Spectrum, which is just a huge mall. So it's a huge parking deck. And then we're just going to the top of that one, and they're setting up a big screen and sound, and yes, should be interesting.
How are you going to point? I mean, you do a lot of crowd work. You're going to point down and say, I can't see you, but you look fat.
No, I'm just going to look. I'm like, why would you bring your crappy car? Oh, that's your only car.
So when was Everybody Wants Some recorded then?
My birthday, 2019. I did it at Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club.
Yep.
It was just a fun show. Just had all these people, and I did it at Hermosa Beach, California.
Okay.
And they just happened to record every show, and I do the first Tuesday of every month there. I did before before they ran the Titanic into the iceberg.
We did do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did like, what? Yep. Do we go around? Nope, we're going through it.
Hey, okay, we'll get back to the album then. I'm going to talk about that because you're originally a Canadian. And you still have you can still go to Canada. I know your career is here, but Canada sounds like a cooler place since March.
It is and it isn't. I was talking to my mom about it. There's just these people that believe stuff that just isn't true. They just fight everything, you know. And there's some in Canada as well. And in Canada, they're you know, the coolest place that I'd want to go is Australia, New Zealand.
Right now, that's
where I want to. Those people are like, you know, they're islands, and they're like, nope, you can't come see us. And everywhere else in the world, they're like, yeah, come on. I know it's just a cough, but come on in.
No, you're right. New Zealand's 100 days without a case. And you're right. If I could go to New Zealand tomorrow.
No, they had some the other day.
Really?
Some popped up the other day.
They probably let somebody.
Yeah, they had to shut it down
again. They shut it down again. Okay, got it. But they've been pretty good about it, though. So, but you're
one of those 100 days without an incident, and then they had to take down the sign after the guy got his hair caught in the lathe.
Yeah. No, I was reading a piece the other day where it was discussing Americans who were going into Canada. They would sneak into Canada.
Yeah.
A border crossing that wasn't guarded, or they would say they're driving to Alaska. And a lot of Canadians are seeking out cars with American license plates and vandalizing those cars. They don't want Americans in Canada right now. Nobody.
Yeah, they're doing. Yeah, it's interesting. So I grew up near Alaska, and I've seen some people had put on this Facebook page that I follow in my hometown, which is crazy,
right?
Crazy people. But they there's a Florida license plate at the lake. Why is there a Florida license plate at the lake? Like, everybody get your torches. We gotta go search the town.
Get your torches.
They're not welcome. You are not welcome.
I drive a car up there and ditch it. That's what I would do. Just drive it up and ditch it.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody's gonna get the torches out. The friendly Canadians are get their torches out.
Yeah. It's sad though. They're like, okay, you take this stick. We're gonna play hockey, dude, and if we lose, you go home. It's interesting though. I'm like, aren't rental cars? They just, you know, the rental cars. There could be rental cars up there that have Florida license plates. So it could have been just some guy from Edmonton driving through.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Rental cars have all kinds of plates on it. Get the torch down. I'm Canadian, dude. Put your torch down. Well, speaking of that, you mentioned hockey. The Blue Jays aren't even allowed in Canada. The baseball team can't even play in Canada, you know?
Wasn't that it was such a smart, everybody thought, the Canadian government was just being mean. And then they're like, no, you can't just bring a bunch of teams up here. We don't want that
because
you guys aren't quarantining well enough. And then sure enough, within the first game, everybody's like, oh, the baseball has no clue what they're doing. They're just running around like a bunch of idiots.
Canada did the right thing, obviously.
Hockey's doing it right, aren't they?
There's no crowds in two cities in Canada, right?
But no cases, right?
They're bubbling. That's the way they got to do sports. They got to bubble everybody, right? If you want to do it, and I agree with that one baseball pitcher that said, sports are a treat for doing things right.
We've been saying that so much on the show.
Yeah.
I forget who said that.
Sports are a reward for a functioning society,
and we ain't functioning.
And
we live in a college football hotbed, and they are pissed. But we aren't a functioning society because we voted for an idiot. All right, I didn't, but people did.
Yeah, right. it's and I hate to bring it up, but it's on the forefront of all our mind. I can't make money until this all goes away.
Right.
So when people tell me to shut up about it, I'm like, well, guess what?
No, you're right.
I need you to wear a mask so I can get you back into a building so we can have fun again, and I can make money.
You can do your damn job.
Yeah, like people go see Ian Bagg.
Yeah.
All political persuasions walk in and see Ian Bagg, and they laugh, so it doesn't make any sense. We can all be safe. We'd all be back to our regular lives and argue about important things like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Your football team.
Right,
you know.
Yeah, the football team. Or how long my testicles are. I just need to be able to tell those jokes again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Your wife, I don't want to get into your personal business too much, but does your wife have a regular job where you got some money coming in?
Yeah, she's an occupational therapist.
Got it.
So she's been working mostly on via telehealth, and she goes into the office every so often and sees kids just so you know.
Okay.
So I'm on unemployment right now. It was nice. They let us add ourselves to unemployment or whatever we're called.
Yeah.
You
had jobs that went away. Why not?
Yeah.
Comedians had jobs that went away, right?
Yeah, we're struggling. We're just trying to keep our head above water. And it was great that I had all these shows that I had recorded, and I just happened to listen to this one, and I was like, I called up a friend at 800-pound gorilla, and I was like, was there any chance you guys want this? Because I have this, and they're like, yeah, because we can't do any content right now. So if you have stuff pre-recorded that's quality enough, we do want to put it out there.
Well, that
so
clip,
I was lucky with that.
The sound was great on that. I've heard some comedy albums sometimes. I don't think the sound's that great, but the clip we played there is amazing. Everybody wants some. Where'd you come up with the title? Obviously, you're a Van Halen fan, it sounds like.
Absolutely a Van Halen fan.
Right.
It was my birthday, and somebody brought all this cake. So there was all these cupcakes there, and there was some people that weren't wanting some of the cupcakes. So it's basically, come on, everybody wants some cake. It's basically, a tip of the hat to.
I got it. Thanks for the S bomb there.
sorry, guys.
That's okay. I bleeped it, man. Don't worry about that. You can say the S bomb. You're comfortable with us. We've known you for a long time, Ian.
Yeah.
Are you a little stir crazy, Ian? And what have you been doing for fun besides just sitting around the house?
Well, me and the dogs go for a walk every day that's 3 hours long. We just get lost. We just get lost in the wilderness. I have a French bulldog and a pit bull, so I have a cart that I have to put the French bulldog in. We go so long because she just gives up halfway through. She's just like, so when we first leave, it's me, two dogs, and an empty cart. So I just look like I've lost the baby, you know.
Are you going around to collect copper?
Yeah, that's right. Just wondering. You're not in their house. So I'm going to get your pipes.
Hey, we haven't mentioned how do you get the album? How do you get the album?
iTunes. You can get it on iTunes. You'll be able to get it on. So it'll be on Spotify and Pandora, which it'll. I think a week before September 1st, it's going to come out, especially on Spotify and Pandora. So if you could follow me, I have my channel there, Ian Bag. You follow me, throw me a thumbs up or send a message of hate. It's your choice. iTunes, and you might be able to special order hard copies off my website. I'm not really sure yet. They haven't let me know. But they've also started putting out, they're going to put out a couple cartoons of my stand-up, like to animate the bubble that happens, so that'll be kind of cool.
Oh, that will be cool, man. Ian Bag with us. Ian, your Twitter handle is Bag_Ian. Is that it?
No, it's a different one. What is it?
We follow you. I'm not looking at it right now. Go ahead.
I know. You follow me on that one, and that's my political one. That's why I don't.
Okay. No, but I like that one. That's why I like it. Okay, but
yeah, there's one where your moniker is just a fella. And it's at Real Ian Bag.
That's just the fella. Hold on, I'm gonna find. Hold everybody, hold on. Just quit pushing me around. I know you guys are in show business, but quit pushing me around. it's Bag_Ian. Yeah, that's the one you want to follow, right?
Okay.
There.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and also I do a. You can find it on YouTube and Facebook. I've been doing a show. Called Around the Bag, where I have three friends virtually come over, and I ask them questions, and they vie to become my best friend. It's just a game show, talk show, and I give away points from -50 all the way up to a billion. The points mean everything, but they mean nothing because everybody that comes over is a loser, so you've already lost.
I love. I know your name is a great for wordplay, but Around the Bag is a great name. Yeah. That's perfect.
It's just fun. It's just stupid, and everybody that gets to play, they want to come back immediately. They're like, hey, can we do it again? I'm like, I'm trying to keep going with different people. But when this first started out in March, I did it every day, so I've had 52 of them. You can find on Ian Bag Comedy Channel on YouTube. I've had Billy Gardell. We've had the guys from Five Finger Death Punch. We've had a couple of guys from Slash's band. We've had all sorts of NHL hockey players and NHL coaches.
Oh, cool! Not just comedians. Other guys too. That's cool, man. That's
and lots of actors and stuff. And people it was an escape. It started out as it was something I always wanted to do, but then it became an escape for people. Like you could tell that people just wanted somebody to talk to, and when you watch it live, you can also play in the chat room, so you're able to talk with people and chirp and answer the questions. And I sometimes put them into the big screen when they're playing along. But I would love if you guys played. I'd love if you guys Wednesday with me.
How does one become a contestant?
Well, I send you a message, and then you ignore it for 3 months, and then I get on your radio show and I ask you.
Okay.
Oh, it happened. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, we did kind of forget about that.
Yeah, I told you he messaged us, and he you know, it was kind of you guys' schedules. One of you should get back to him, and then that never happened.
You know what, Ian, first of all, we apologize, Ian, but also, there's been a lot. I mean, I know we've had some crap. We've had some crap.
This was like April.
That's
hilarious.
You guys may have made the quarantine by asking me that question, me able to come back like that.
it was a great comeback, and we apologize. Yeah, hell, we'll do it. Push us to remind me, and we'll do it. We'll figure it out. We'll do it. I'd love to be on that.
I would love it.
Around the bag.
I love how he amused himself with that answer.
He nailed us. Because he nailed us with it.
I've had almost all the guys, you know, a couple guys that haven't been able to do it, but the radio shows that I get to do, you know, those are the first people that I went to because I love talking to you guys. So I absolutely love having you guys on. So, yeah.
That would be excellent. And we can't wait to see you again. We can't see you in person again.
So, can't wait to see you.
So everybody's going to wear a freaking mask so Ian Bagg can come back to the Funny Bone and we'll do a damn show. Yeah, all right, man.
Yeah, it's fun. Why wouldn't you want to wear a mask? It's fun. Nobody can see anything, so you can have your tongue out the whole time looking at people. You know, it's just, you know, and you can play that game. Oh, she's got great eyes, and then wait until she gets in the parking lot and see when she takes a mask off and she's got a mustache. I love that game.
I love that game.
It's just fun. Oh my God, you got just wear the mask. I've been a cowboy for the last, you know, 3 months. I've just been like, all right, going for another gunfight. I got to get my cattle back.
Yeah, well, I pull my bulldog down the street. Ian Bagg, IanBagg.com for tour dates. Not many on there, but I'm sure you got other stuff happening on there. Ian, we love you, man. We'll work that out.
I love you guys.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I'm going to follow you on Instagram. I'm going to follow you guys on Instagram, too, because I need to see your faces more. Just rather than just Tan Line Tuesday, I got to see your guys' faces.
You'd rather
I'm going to follow you on Instagram.
You'd rather see the Tan Line Tuesday.
I don't think we put our faces up on Instagram.
No.
We'll figure it out.
I want to see you guys' happy-go-lucky faces every so often, not just your ladies that follow you on the show. Here's one for the boys. I love that.
That's for Puss, by the way. Thank you, Ian.
All right,
see you, brother.
We'll get in touch. We'll play
the game.
Guys.
Have a great day.
We'll talk to you soon. Love you, buddy.
So when did he get a hold of us, Puss?
Like April sometime, I think.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
That was early on.
Here, hold on. I can tell you exactly. It was April 17th.
We were busy, man.
Yeah, and I said, you guys, I'm not going to reply to this. One of you guys should, because he's asking about your schedules and stuff. Okay. And then I have to get back to him. Hey, Ian, I know that we completely ignored you a few months ago, but how you want to come on the show?
Man, he nailed us. That was great. Everybody wants some iTunes, all that kind of place. You can find that kind of stuff. Ian Bagg, one of the best. Have you opened up for him before?
Isn't he great? Yeah, so funny. Great dude. Yeah.
And you're right. Just a great dude, too.
Well, he's funny. And he sounds like he's in better spirits than a lot of the people who've been on the phone. He's just a guy that handles things. He's always looking for a joke.
And also
he has fun.
Like he's doing enough to keep himself occupied. Yeah. You know, finding some side projects and, you know, inviting us to be part of it, and we ignore it.
Right. Yeah, that dude just, like, finds fun.
Yeah. He's also can walk his dogs on the beach.
Yeah, that helps.